Oh, I love how stupid and great this show is, and hopefully we're adding to that stupidity this week. Peter Burns, Katie George, rolling with you this week. You can follow us on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. You can follow that young lady at Katie_George05, even though I'm team no underscore in the Twitter handle. Remember, guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We'll have Kenny Smith on a little bit later. Remember, ESPN Plus has all the soccer you need, FA Cup, Serie A, MLS, plus original series, exclusive studio shows, the 30 for 30 documentary, stream soccer, the best leagues, the tournaments, all in HD, all on your favorite device. Beautiful Game is live, and it's on ESPN Plus. Sign up today, ESPNplus.com or the ESPN app. Real quick, I'm getting a couple tweets in here at Peter Burns ESPN. Danielle McClure says, I just coated yourself, and I got this, like, we're having a real long commercial break. Why did you cut off at the end of your Redskins take? Can I get a collective group here from the Le Batard Show? Did I do that right? Did I hit the hard out the proper way, Chris?
Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. Beautiful.
Okay. There was a build up to it. I felt like it was a certain nod, a tip of the cap.
Don't hype him up.
What?
You just met him. He doesn't.
I just
need
wanted
that.
To make sure that I did it.
This
I did
gonna
it properly.
It's going to be a long week, gentlemen, if you start hyping Peter Burns up.
I just need all the help I can get. All right, a little help here, Katie George. Let's get a SportsCenter update in here. Let's go.
Well, Kamaru Usman will face Jorge Masvidal in a welterweight title fight on Saturday at UFC 251 on Fight Island in Abu Dhabi. Bryson DeChambeau, at 23 strokes under par, won the Rocket Mortgage Classic, defeating Matthew Wolf by 3 shots. Barbasol Shaving Cream is available in 5 fantastic flavors to customize your close shave, whether it's the classic, original, or sensitive skin. There's one for every face. Find your favorite Barbasol today. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
All right, so we were talking about the Washington Redskins, and yes, as an homage to the show, I went on the hard out, but I do have some thoughts on this, and Katie, I know you're fired up to talk about it as well, as there's been these discussions about whether or not the Washington Redskins are going to change their name, and I'll be honest with you, I really thought, Katie, this was a done deal, right? This was absolutely done. Even when you start seeing the reports that Daniel Snyder says, well, I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks, it's like when my wife tells me to go take out the trash, and then I'll be like, I've been thinking about taking out the trash for a good 2-3 hours. So I know you told me to do it, but I've been thinking about it, right? Like, I kind of felt like that was Daniel Snyder's way of saying that they were going to change the name. But then we see the report that comes out from ESPN.com yesterday and late last night saying that there's as many as 3 minority owners, or the 3 minority owners want to sell. Now, those 3 minority owners, Katie, they own 40% of the Washington Redskins. And now I start thinking, is this really happening? Is Snyder really starting to dig his heels in and go, yeah, I know we're going to collectively have this group and we're going to, you know, talk about this. But do you think that he's actually willing to go to bat and die on that hill to keep the Washington Redskins name, even after FedEx has jumped in and now these minority owners are being like, dude, if you can't figure this out, we're out?
Yeah, I actually do. And I'm curious because there's been so many angles to this story, right? When it broke that, you know, FedEx has decided to formally make a statement asking them to change their names after FedEx, PepsiCo, Nike were all pressured by private investors from Wall Street to relinquish their sponsorships and cut ties with the Washington Redskins. Like, this has been a crazy story as it's developed. And the latest being that these 3 minority owners want to sever ties because they are not happy being a partner with Daniel Snyder. Like, this to me, reading that makes me believe that, hey, we need to get out of this because this is a sinking ship and he's holding fast to the Redskins nickname and we don't want to be a part of it. Maybe, and hopefully I'm reading into that wrong, but when I read that they are not happy with the partnership, it leads me to believe that behind closed doors, he's still fighting to keep the name in some shape or form.
I think that is part of the case. I do think that there is begrudgingly, at some point, Snyder's going to understand. Listen, Nike's not even putting the Washington Redskins logo and gear up, right? And I mean, we even had I think Adam Schefter report yesterday on SportsCenter says it's going to change before the 2020. Listen, Adam Schefter breaks news and then other teams actually do it. That's actually how it works behind the Wizard of Oz cloak here. So if Schefter said it was going to happen, it ends up happening. But I want to go even deeper than that. If these minority owners want to sell 40% of arguably the most profitable thing that you can own in sports at this point is a National Football League franchise, it has to go farther than Snyder resisting the name and resisting the logo, right? Like, what I think it does is I think there's questions on whether or not the season will actually be played. And so therefore, they're thinking, listen, if all of a sudden this season doesn't get played, then we've got a whole world of hurt as far as what these franchises are going to be worth. But I think the bigger issue now, and I saw this with everything that trended about, you know, the NFL deciding they're going to play the quote-unquote black national anthem, which is a whole different discussion we'll get into in a little bit. But I do believe these minority owners of the Redskins, that's part of the sum as well, too. They're looking at this going, the NFL as we know it is not going to be the NFL of 1988 or 1998 or 2008 or hell, even 2014. The NFL now is going to be as fractured as all. And so that's what scares me. What scares me is not Daniel Snyder dragging his heels saying we're not going to change the logo, we're not going to do this, which may or may not be true. But the fact that other guys want to cash in when it seems like this has an exponential amount of growth means there's something more to that, right?
So you think that they see the writing on the wall, they want to take their money and run, and they're using the facade of, hey, we're not happy with our partnership with Daniel Snyder, and kind of using the name change as the facade of why they're really running?
I think that's a little bit of both. I think you're absolutely nailed it. She's Katie George. I'm Peter Burns here on the Dan Le Batard Show, right? Because if I'm that part, at some point, they've had these issues before, right? Whenever they've had these copyright issues and the lawsuit came down and they've had this discussion about changing the name, these minority owners didn't want out then, right? They were happy making a boatload of money. But now, I think they see the writing on the wall. I think they see the writing on the wall whenever week one of the NFL season happens, right? And all of a sudden, you're going to get a lot of people talking about this for week one. The NFL has decided they're going to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing, okay? AKA the Black National Anthem. Roy, I want to bring you in on here, right? As I'm the whitest person in the history of white sports talk radio, so I can't talk to this. But did you know that Lift Every Voice and Sing was the Black National Anthem? Is that the fair way of saying this, right?
Yes, it is. It's the Black National Anthem.
Okay. My read on this, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, is that these minority owners, the ones that want to sell the 40%, look at this and go, we're getting ready to get into a highly divisive situation in September, into where there will be fans that say, quote, boycott the NFL, I can't stand this. Not actually doing their due diligence of what the song is and the message it is, but they're going to say, I'm just done with this. There's only one national anthem, and it's the American national anthem, right? Yada, 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 we've heard about it. And that these minority owners want to get out before this happens in September. Do you feel like that could be the case?
No, I don't. It's too much of a moneymaker. And even besides the point, why are we even playing this song at the beginning of NFL football games? That's not really answering the question of what are we going to do to end systemic racism. It's just placating.
So you think it's pandering?
It's pandering.
It's a bit of pandering.
It's absolutely pandering, yeah.
And that's the same sentiment that Charles Arbuckle had yesterday, Peter.
Yeah, on our show.
He said that song means a great deal to him. He and his teammates in high school used to sing it together. They used to play it sometimes before their football games. And he agreed, like, yes, that song means a great deal to a lot of people in black communities, but it's pandering and it doesn't actually make any difference in terms of what is the league trying to do to make change. And just playing a song doesn't do it. And so I find it really interesting to hear Roy say that, as well as Charles Arbuckle, that this is just the league pandering and taking this a step too far when not really understanding the ramifications of it.
While I was doing extensive show prep for this show last night, playing Fortnite with Marcus Spears, I asked him the same exact question. By the way, we were cursing at 8-year-olds, and that's what we traditionally do.
Did you hurt your thumb again? Like,
no,
thumb
I do have a bad Fortnite injury. I don't really want to discuss it. It's still, you guys are laughing here in studio, but it actually did. I thought I tore a ligament in my left thumb because I got so upset at a fourth grader that I threw the remote and I slammed my hand on the couch at like 1 a.m., and I woke up the dogs, which woke up the kids, which woke up my wife, and I didn't have the stones to tell her that I got injured playing against a fourth grader that was up past curfew on Fortnite. But that's a different story.
Had you at least taken out the trash at that point?
Or? I don't want to talk about that, Katie. I'm not here to bring up the past. Really not here to bring up the past. However, I asked that to Marcus, and I said, Marcus, talk me through this. And he just starts laughing. He starts laughing, and Roy, to your credit, he said the exact same thing. He goes, what the hell is this doing? Steph Curry had his Instagram comment about it, saying, what does this actually accomplish? And so, again, I'm tying into the fact, Roy, that I do disagree with you there. I think these minority owners, they do want to get out because they realize that there are certain people that can use their Twitter account. They did it today with Bubba Wallace. And you'll see all of a sudden that will create a absolute groundswell of support for things that are good and things that are bad in this world. And that they look at that going, this is going to be a political topic. Get me the heck out.
Avatar.
I actually thought you looked kind of good.
Stugats.
Thank you. The beard's grown out a little bit. I got a little life in my face, I feel like. A little tan. Colorado, San Francisco. I had a great time.
You got life on your face.
You've got death on your face.
I think you've got 40 to life on your face.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio.
It is the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugats, but no Stugats, who I believe is on his way to Abu Dhabi. Get out there ready for a UFC fight. And no Dan Le Batard. Peter Burns, Katie George. Follow us on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN, at Katie underscore George 05. ESPN Radio, always presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection for more vehicles with insurance expertise to keep your company moving forward. More at progressivecommercial.com. All right, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And I'm not going to do the Straight Talk today, Katie. I'm going to allow a now Foxborough, Massachusetts resident. I would imagine he is, or at least somewhere in that general vicinity. Cam Newton. Now, here as a disclaimer, before we get into this, I think collectively we agree that this is going to be one of the worst sound bites we've ever played on the Dan Le Batard Show, and there's been some buttes here on this show, simply because of the way the music and Cam come together and the mix. Like, I feel like the mix could have been done a little bit better, but that's a different story. So I say that as a caveat. But before we do that, Katie, can you please set up properly how we get into this sound?
Yeah, this is the sound of the day, even though the audio isn't what it should be. Sound of the day is brought to you by My Computer Career, Training for a Better Life. This is the sound of the day.
One more. Cam Newton giving us the sound of the day. Started going in. I think he went full Lion King at some point. Just started naming all the animals in the Saharan Desert and in out on the plains, saying that he's done being humble. I guess that I couldn't hear the first part of it. Okay,
please.
Do you have it? Do you have
just
everything that Cam said this morning?
As I read it, I do. I have the text. Just envision me with really pretty arm muscles and maybe a six pack. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
You going to choose that, I think alluding to Teddy Bridgewater, over this? I'm really a monster, but I'm going to say this. I'm getting tired of being humble now. I'm really a killer. You feel me? I'm tired of all this humble blank. When you humble, they start taking advantage of you. When you don't say anything, they start taking advantage of you. He then goes on to refer to himself as the king of the jungle. But the hyena, they be doing all what they do. The elephant, they be doing what they do. The giraffe, the antelope, the chimpanzee, even the gorilla, Peter. There's no blankety blank animal in the jungle. When he roar, everything stops, and I'm about to blankety blank roar.
The blankety blanks.
I felt like my dad would appreciate how
I got to be honest with you. I'm sure Boston Sports Radio is going to take this calm, collected. They will have very good, structured conversations about Cam Newton's Instagram video today. Listen, who hasn't said and got fired up when listening to the game working out? I just got to be honest with you. Who hasn't in their mind when they're feeling it? I mean, like, Cam Newton's got the mirrors. He's doing the six-pack thing. He looks great. Who hasn't had something on their workout flow thinking, you know what, I just killed this set? And they start getting a little full of themselves. Now, the difference is when you be... Well, Chris, I don't know if you work out that much. Sorry, no offense. Anthony, I think, looks like he works out over here. Billy, okay, you got it. I know Roy's ripped. But with that being said, the difference is we just don't put it on Instagram, but we have 2.3 million followers. I mean, are people really getting, Katie, like, are people getting upset about what Cam Newton had to say on a workout video? Like, is this where we're at today as a society here?
I mean, probably, because that's the nature of the business at this point, right? We're all upset about something. You chastise me for making Bryson DeChambeau a villain, because he is, by the way. I think that's where we're at. We've talked about the personality of Cam Newton, and then the personality of Bill Belichick. Are they going to be a proper companionship? Like, I don't know. When you see this video, I wonder if it's too much hype. Like, I wonder if people are like, see, this is kind of what we were alluding to. He's eccentric. He says some unfavorable things. You know, maybe he's too full of himself. I don't know. I see people on Twitter posting that. Like, oh, gosh, how is he going to handle himself around Bill? Like,
But that's who Cam is, right?
I mean, agree. Like, I think it's good to see him this way. I think, yeah. How many people have gone on ESPN and on the ESPN radio and said, hey, we need him to be confident. We need him to start having fun. We need Cam to be Cam. Like, when he gets back to that point, we're going to see it on the field. We're going to see the Superman pose. Like, this, to me, Cam is looking a lot more like Cam that we saw in 2015 and at the start of 2018.
You nailed it. Katie George, Peter Burns here on the Dan Le Batard Show. Because right now, Katie, if I'm a Patriots fan, the line should have moved in Vegas. The line should have honestly moved. Like, whatever the win total is, and I think it's like 9.5. Like, right now, the Bills aren't winning the East. The Bills aren't winning the East. Now it's the Patriots. If I'm a Patriots fan, I'm that fired up, because I'm like, I guess he got his swagger back, as Jay-Z would say. Like, that's what I want. Like, the humbling of Cam Newton, you know what that was? It was to take a one-year deal to understand that, listen, by the way, you're probably more talented than Phillip Rivers. And Phillip Rivers just got, what, 25 mil guaranteed, and how as bad as he was last year. But they're like, well, Phillip Rivers is a nice guy. He's got 8 kids. He drives a minivan. We're going to pay him $25 million because we know about him. But then Cam Newton coming off the injuries, they're like, well, we're not going to give you a bunch of money, and you're going to have to prove yourself. That was the humbling of Cam Newton. I think people keep wanting for Cam to come hat in hand going, well, I've learned from my previous ways at Auburn, and I've learned from my ways at Carolina. I don't want to sign that Cam. If I'm a Patriots fan, I sure as hell don't want that Cam Newton. I want that Cam Newton that I saw on Instagram. That Cam Newton talk about hyenas, elephants, giraffe. Don't forget the chimpanzees and the gorillas as well, too. Like, that's the, like, I should be pumped if I'm a Patriots fan. Like,
absolutely, because a week ago, what were they saying? Like, oh, Jarrett Stidham's, he's the guy. He's got a lot of upside. He learned under Tom Brady. He's got his act together. Bill's really high on this Stidham kid. He had a really good run. Stids. He had a really good run down in Auburn, wherever that is.
What is that, a 1920 Boston accent?
I don't know. I felt like that. I really
feel like we went
into
like pre-depression.
It didn't feel good. It didn't feel good to be real. What is that saying? Like, park the car at the harbor. Like,
park the car? The bar?
Yeah, down by the shipyards. Down by the river.
It is a good commercial that they had.
They're super pumped about Jarrett. And then now you got Cam on Insta just strutting his stuff. And like,
okay, I got it.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped. I'm excited about it. Yeah, you feel it?
I appreciate it. No, we got that one.
They're excited is what I'm saying. They should be at least.
It is. It is, as the guys are saying here, they should be wicked pump, wicked good, to say the least. Again, let's save the outrage. Can we please stop having these outrage Olympics on stuff that doesn't need to be the actual outrage Olympics, right? Like, I feel like we're prepared for it, but we don't need to have it every single thing. That was Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. All right, coming up, a very special birthday, Katie George, and one that's near and dear to my heart, and it changed the sports world forever. I'll tell you what that is coming up next here in the Dan Le Batard Show. And we could have had Stu Gatz in cornrows. I don't think he would have come out of this, come out of the ring. Who was he supposed to be the ring kid for? The ring guy walking in? Anthony, who did we have? Who was it going to be?
We had Jorge Masvidal.
Masvidal, right? And it was supposed to be Stu Gatz that was going to walk in with him. And now, unfortunately, unless Stu Gatz, who is off this week, and that's why it's Peter Burns and Katie George here on the Dan Le Batard Show. Has anybody checked on him? Like, are y'all close enough as coworkers that if anybody's checked on Stu Gatz? Like, I feel like a good show like you guys, world renowned, should all be like boys and have a text chain going. Has anyone checked on where Stu Gatz is at any point?
They're
Chris?
So close, they haven't checked on him. That's the point.
Okay.
I haven't checked on him, but I just can assure you he is not on his way to Abu Dhabi.
Okay. Is Stugatz the kind of guy that would let you know that he's on his way to Abu Dhabi if he was going? Like, is he the guy that would, like, post the Instagram post and it's just, like, the flight and it says, like Air Emirates, you know, Airlines, and it's got, like, 1D or something like that, and he's like, going to be a long flight, and just, like, this total humble brag, Billy? Is that how Stugatz would have done it?
What he would do is he'll tell you, I'm definitely going, I'm on my way, I'll be there soon. I couldn't make it, buddy. I'm sorry. Something came up. And he will tell you at the last minute, like, oh, sorry, I'm not there.
Oh, okay. All right. Just good to know who are your friends. That's fine. As long as you know, again, like we started this show, as long as you know where the bar is set and occasionally you jump over it, you'll be fine. Peter Burns, Katie George here on the Dan Lebatard Show. Of course, all the guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Before we get into Stephen A. Smith's talking about happy birthday to everybody, it's time, Katie George, for a little Sports Center update. Let's go.
Well, Kamaru Usman will face Jorge Masvidal in a welterweight title fight on Saturday at UFC 251 in Abu Dhabi Fight Island. Bryson DeChambeau at 23 strokes under par won the Rocket Mortgage Classic, defeating Matthew Wolf by 3 shots. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Remember Fight Island, UFC 251. Don't want to miss it. Exclusively available ESPN Plus subscribers for $64.99 plus or visit ESPNplus.com/PPV for more details and potentially a Stugatz surprise appearance there in Fight Island. Before I tell you why this important birthday was so big to the sports world, I figured you have to intro it the right way. And Stephen A. Smith, one of the best sound bites here on the Lebatard Show. Is it birthday time? I do care. Sylvester Stallone is 74 years young today. And again, when you go back in, you get all the Rocky movies, which even Katie, I know you're young. All the Rocky movies are pretty fantastic, except for 5. 5 against Tommy Morrison, not that great. But I believe that every single one of the Rocky movies still hold up. But my question to you is that, and can we throw this up on the poll, Billy? Can we put this up on the poll? It's also Zion Williams' birthday as well. Okay. He's 20 years old today. And it's also Forrest Gump. The movie came out today in 1994. So my question I want to throw to Lebatard listeners here. Bigger legacy 20 years from now. Going to be Stallone? Is it going to be Zion? Or is it going to be Forrest Gump? I thought about putting 50 Cent in as well. It is his birthday. Go Shorty. However, I don't feel like he's in that pedestal enough. I don't think he sold enough vitamin water, Katie George, okay, to see that he's right on the same edge as Rocky and Zion and Forrest Gump.
I also think you're missing a few key people who are also born today, July 6th and whatever years. I'm looking at Kevin Hart. I'm looking at George W. Bush,
Dub,
43rd U.S. President of the United,
yes,
States. The Dalai Lama, Peter, was born today.
Like Bryson DeChambeau, long hitter the Lama. That's correct. Absolutely.
Okay. Pau Gasol was also born. Nancy Reagan, although she passed away in 2016.
Okay.
I think, God, I mean, as I'm reading through this, this is so many people.
But I think, okay, I'm not going to put a political figure up there because what they will accomplish, and I would
That's
say
fair.
Dalai Lama, George W. Bush are just on a different level, right? I still don't feel like Paul Gasol is on the same level. I don't think like 25 years from now we're all going to be like, dude, Paul Gasol, wow, unbelievable, as you go through your memorabilia. I feel like Paul Gasol jerseys will be about $17.95 on eBay, buy it now. In 20 years from now. Not the same about Stallone, maybe not the same about Zion or Forrest Gump. So, Billy, how are you wording this poll, by the way? Like, it's how you word it is very important here.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So, who will have the bigger legacy 20 years from now, I guess?
Add Kevin Hart to that list. You can have 4.
I don't know. I mean, listen.
So you're putting Forrest Gump, who's fictional, for one, Sylvester Stallone.
It's the movie. Now, hold on. The movie Forrest Gump. Like, Forrest himself okay, is untouchable. I mean, my God, okay, the man has the accomplishments.
Why do you go,
like, no other human has been Forrest
Kevin
Gump.
Hart. Why, of the 3 people you have right now, Forrest Gump the movie, Sylvester Stallone, and Zion Williamson, but you won't add Kevin Hart to that? I mean, how
I
do you,
don't
can
know.
You put in a bowl?
Roy, am I good with Kevin Hart? Should we add him in? What are we thinking? Let's go around the horn here. Kevin Hart, does he get here in this triumvirate of 3 that we've had?
Well, he sold out stadiums for his stand-up. So, yeah. Yeah, he's
Thank
good.
You, Roy.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, so, Roy's a yes?
I almost feel like every single person we've listed here, it could be... I can make the argument they're all overrated.
But even
Forrest Gump.
All right, cut his
mouth. Wow, there's
a hot
take.
If you're going to have an issue with Stallone or you're going to have an issue with Forrest Gump, honestly, Chris, it's the last time on the show. All right, Anthony, where are we at? Do we add Kevin Hart in?
We definitely add Kevin Hart in. Like Roy said, the only stand-up comedian to sell out a football stadium. We're talking 50, 60,000 people. That's big in my book.
Yes, Roy.
In fact, we should take Forrest Gump out. That's what
Woo! There we go. Yeah. I'm actually with you on that. I like the movie, but yeah, I don't
the
like
the man
him.
Was a star Alabama football player.
Oh, and here
okay?
we go. It all
Ping
comes
pong,
back to the SEC.
Absolute master, okay? Gave these impassioned speeches. He was a decorated soldier, like saved lives, and yet you don't want to put him up there. You want to put him up there with Kevin Hart and if we're going to take one out, take Zion. Like I you could take Zion out because who the hell knows? Although, listen, lost 25 pounds, put on a bunch of muscle, looks great. But I understand it. I'm not willing to trade you Forrest Gump. This is a negotiation here at this point, Roy.
Oh,
not
wow.
willing to take Forrest Gump out of the equation.
Wow, it's a dictatorship. Interesting. Okay.
No.
That changed
if you,
fast.
No. If you're going to take Forrest Gump, if you're going to leave that in, you need to put Pulp Fiction and The Shawshank Redemption in as well.
Oh.
Wait, hold up.
Shawshank?
Wait a minute. Those came out on today's date as well?
No, they came out in 94. And Forrest Gump won Best Picture
over... Disclaimer! Disclaimer!
That's 365 days. I don't even know. It might have been a leap year, so it might have had 366 at that point. You can't just say a film is in 94. I'm talking about here as we sit here on this fine day of July the 6th. Katie, like, I mean, we got to put the poll up eventually. So what are we going with here?
Well, I just want you to know that Larsa Yunon may be or maybe not Scottie Pippen's wife or ex-wife, who said that he's doing just fine. It's her birthday today, too.
Congratulations.
Jeffrey Rush, who's Captain Barbossa, phenomenal character. It's his birthday as well, and the CEO of YouTube. So shall we add them?
No. And okay. Again, I'm putting
it's a dictatorship.
Three. Here's it's not a dictatorship. You want to
It sounds like it.
Oh, wow. You want to put the... Who can you name... Can anyone here name the president of YouTube? Anyone?
Yeah, hold on. I got to keep scrolling.
Yeah, because you got to Google
Susan. It. Oh, that is a tricky... Woj... I'm not going there. It just starts with a Woj. And then
Woj Bombs?
A lot of letters. It's a lot of consonants.
Susan Woj Bombs. Congratulations. You will not make the Dan Le Batard poll today.
Right.
We are doing three, so we need to quickly... And right there. We want Kevin Hart... We're going to have Stallone and Forrest Gump. Billy, are we okay with that? Is that
you took Zion out? Can you not
I'm taking
have four?
Zion
you
out.
Can have four.
I'm taking Zion
you can have
out.
Four on Twitter.
You can have four. So do like know the
fine.
Platform, Peter.
Okay,
we've got
fine.
Four.
Says the person who has an underscore in their Twitter name, and it still triggers me every time. All right, we're gonna get into this discussion when we get back. She is Katie George, Katie_George05. I am Peter Burns. You can follow me on Twitter @PeterBurnsESPN. This is the Dan Le Batard Show. Welcome back, Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz. No Stugatz, no Le Batard. Peter Burns, Katie George, always presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, today we celebrate an established winner. Once again, Joey Chestnut won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest Saturday for the 13th time in 14 years. Domination unlike anything else in the sausage world has ever seen. I just read that, yes. He broke a world record eating 75 hot dogs. Very well done. Today is for doing and brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do. Projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. Peter Burns, Katie George in here. We've been having a very heated topic as we're going to be joined by Kenny Smith here and talk a little hoops as everybody's trying to get the NBA back on a plane, and some teams will be headed there to Orlando some sooner than later. We'll talk to him in about 10 minutes on that Shell Pinzar performance line. Real quick, Billy, can you give me a quick update on how we're doing with our heated poll? Now that we finally decided there was going to be four pivotal birthdays here, okay? Sylvester Stallone was 74. Zion Williamson is 70 or 20 years old today. The movie Forrest Gump came out today in 1994. And it's also Kevin Hart's birthday. And the question that we asked, which was, who will have the biggest legacy in 20 years? Quick poll results, Billy.
All
right, it's early on, but right now Zion is actually winning 34.9%, then Stallone 28.9%, Forrest Gump with 24.9%, and then Kevin Hart is last on the list with 11.3%.
Told you, Roy! Told you that Kevin Hart was going to be last on the list. I know that he sold out concerts. I know he sold out stadiums. I just did not see that it was going to be 20 years down the road was going to be the case, Katie. Any of those, Zion being number one, does that surprise you? Do you think that
I'm not exactly surprised, but William A. Pupo, he tweets in, 36% don't understand or get this show. Guys, Peter and I are not here often.
Yes.
So is that a fair tweet by William, that 36% clearly don't get this show if they're voting for Zion Williamson?
Yeah. Everybody shaking their head?
Yeah,
sure.
That's fine. Okay. I'm with you at that point. Yes, Billy.
I have a follow-up question. Do you guys think that in 20 years, Sylvester Stallone will still be alive? Because I could see 94-year-old Sylvester Stallone still totally being shredded.
I feel like at 94, Stallone will be doing the commercials we have on the SEC network like Brett Favre does. You know, like Brett Favre does like seven different type commercials for like these like different copper bands that were awesome and like a back support thing. I can see Stallone doing something like that with modern medicine. I'd be fine with that. Like,
how old is he today?
74 years old. He'll be 94 years old in 20 years from now. I'm just saying the legacies 94. Of these guys. Like,
wow.
I feel like Forrest Gump is rewatchable, right? Like, you can sit down and watch parts of Forrest Gump over and over and over again. Like, it's a, I feel like it's a timeless classic. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
Stallone?
I mean, I don't think I'm rewatching a lot of the Rockies or Forrest Gump, to be fair. And that's why I'm a little confused by this poll that you've created in your dictatorship of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz.
You just, you again, you're upset that which was the one that I should have put on here on the poll?
I just like a bigger field. That's all. I like some diversity, and we got Kevin Hart on there just because I didn't think that a three-man, given all the birthdays I read to you who are celebrating their birth today, mm-hmm. I felt like we had a pretty wide field, so we should put more people on the poll.
Okay, well, there should be a poll to see if we should redo the poll. But no, we're not going to put that up on there. I will say this, though. When we start looking at this, in like, what are these... like? That's why I try to decide on these topics. Not about Sylvester Stallone being 74 or Zion 20. It's about what you argue about on Sports Talk Radio or with your buddies via text chain. Is like, are we going to be talking about these topics in 20 years from now? And we won't be talking about the Washington Redskins as a team name in 20 years from now. Hell, we might not be talking about it in 20 days from now, right? Adam Schefter talked about that on SportsCenter a couple of days ago, saying that, by the start of the season, it's probably going to get done. Ron Rivera has even said, hey, I've got a couple of names that we're going to change. That changes. But the question is on what will we be talking about in the National Football League? And again, I go back into, in 20 years from now, are we at this pivotal moment for the NFL where we're going to say that this was when the NFL figured it out, Katie, whether it be social injustice, whether it's the Redskins name, and took a step forward? Or in 20 years from now, we're going to say, you know what? This was the end of the NFL being the end-all, be-all when it came to ratings and it came to what people loved. Because I do feel as it's at an absolute inflection point right now, like an absolute crossroads, whereas like we'll go back in 20 years from now and look at this time, and it either moved one way or it moved the other. I don't think it'll be static the way I think the NFL has been static for probably, arguably, maybe the last 30, 40 years.
Ooh, that is such a good question of where will 2020 be in terms of how things went historically for this league. And I mean, I imagine 2020 will be taught to students, young children in schools at some point later on down the road, right? 2020 is when the world essentially shut down in every
Absolutely.
Odd country, whoever you want to name. I don't know. That is such a good question, though, as it pertains to the NFL. Will you look back and say they made the right moves and they moved forward on a great path, or was it contradictory of itself, of the decisions we're seeing them make? Like playing the Black National Anthem, who a lot of people seem to believe that that's pandering. Like, I appreciate that Roger Goodell has finally made the statement, Black Lives Matter. I appreciate the NFL saying that they are going to vow $250 million over the next 10 years to different community groups and different mm-hmm. organizations. But I don't know, will we look back at playing the Black National Anthem as the end-all, be-all of a good move down the road?
Hit us up on Twitter and let us know. Is this going to be 2020, the year that goes forward, or the year that goes backward? Specifically,
are you okay?
Easy for me
to
say.
Water?
Yeah, we'll make sure that happens in a commercial break. But I want to ask that about the NBA as well too. Kenny Smith is going to be joining us specifically about basketball when we return. KD, George, Peter Burns is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.